Democrat Donna Redbuck sentenced to 30 years in prison for deaths of two young black men. By Paul Bois on April 14, 2022. Ed Buck, a former Democrat donor and strong supporter of Hillary Clinton, was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison on Thursday over the deaths of two young black men at his West Hollywood apartment. Between 2017 and 2019, two black men, Jamel Moore and Timothy Dean, mysteriously died in Ed Buck's apartment. Later, it was revealed that the Democrat donor had a fetish for luring young black men, many of whom were experiencing homelessness, to his residence, where he would inject them with methamphetamine and drug them with sedatives, sometimes without their consent. A jury found Buck guilty last year after deliberating for 4 hours and convicted him on two counts of distribution of controlled substances resulting in death, ABC News noted. He was also found guilty of enticing Moore and another man to travel to Los Angeles to engage in prostitution, knowingly and intentionally distributing methamphetamine, and using his West Hollywood apartment for the purpose of distributing narcotics such as methamphetamine, and the sedatives gamma-hydroxybutyric acid, GHB, and clonazepam. In the sentencing memorandum, federal prosecutors recommended a life sentence for the 67-year-old, arguing that his insatiable appetite for injecting people turned lethal twice. Buck solicited his victims in various ways, including using social media platforms, dating and escort websites, or via referrals from prior victims, including individuals he hired to do other work for him, offering a finder's fee for referrals, evidence showed, the report added. Buck donated over $500,000 to Democrat Party causes and even served as one of California's Electoral College members during the 2016 election. He also gave money to California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, and Reps. Adam Schiff and Ted Lieu, DCA. During the trial, Buck's lawyers, one of whom helped prosecute O.J. Simpson, claimed that the victims were drug addicts and were not killed by the meth Buck had supplied.